Back home now and to the ongoing uncertainty surrounding the future of curbside recycling in Australia. Industry insiders warn the collapse of industry giant SKM reflects the brutal commercial pressure on the entire sector. The company has been declared insolvent in the Supreme Court of Victoria 2 years after a massive fire swept through one of its recycling plants in Melbourne's north. That fire was one factor in the recycler's demise, but experts say the company and others have been hit hard by global market conditions. David Sparks reports.
SKM was thrust into the spotlight when its Coolaroo plant caught fire in 2017 and burnt for days.
Last night, police actually went door to door in the nearby suburb of Dallas, urging people to leave their homes because of this toxic fog that has taken...
SKM owes creditors more than $5.5 million. The impact of SKM's demise could be widespread, as it handles a huge portion of Victoria and Tasmania's recyclable waste. Gail Sloan is Chief Executive of the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association Australia, and she says it's not just the fire that caused the collapse of the business.
We're all acutely aware for the last couple of years that we've had a global issue with commodities. And what SKM has highlighted is that the systems and the groups that in it were potentially unsustainable. And we also know that industry has been under continued pressure to find markets onshore, and we just haven't transitioned quickly enough. So it's a real challenge for industry at this time.
With the global demand for recycled waste and products weakening, Gail Sloan and other advocates have long argued governments at all levels must do more to boost demand in Australia for the purchase of recycled products.
The real challenge is that this industry is made on sales coming in or sales going out. You know, any business has to make revenue as well to cover its costs. When a business is unable to move its products, then it's not got income coming in. So we keep producing product that may or may not be recyclable that doesn't have a demand or a market for it in Australia. And our global market has shifted markedly over the last 2 years, with China and other Asian nations saying we do not want to trade commodities, we want to go circular in our own countries.
Peter Allen runs a recycling consultancy called Sustainable Resource Use. He agrees the market is very difficult right now, although he says processors can still find a buyer for good quality waste.
Certainly the global position has changed quite dramatically in the last year or two, and as a result we've had some difficulty in finding homes for a lot of the material that we collect and sort, and also some significant collapses in prices that they are able to obtain for that material. I think we need to remember that a lot of the material is not affected. If we sort good quality cardboard, PET, plastics, polyethylene, aluminium, anything like that, if we sort it to the specifications of the market, there are still really good market opportunities for that material. It will find a home.
In the immediate future, there is the problem of dealing with SKM's stockpiles. It says hundreds of thousands of tonnes of recyclable waste could end up in landfill. Gail Sloan from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association.
I think there's going to be a range of solutions for that, which arguably might be people coming in and accepting to process. I know that some of the existing providers are talking about taking that capacity now, looking at double shifts. So it's going to be a staged and gradual process to solve it.
Gail Sloan from the Waste Management and Resource Recovery Association. That report by David Sparks.